in the little insert called the Nicene Creed. We finished the Heidelberg Catechism last Sunday, and we have a 53rd Sunday this year. So I've been wanting to do this for a while, and that is to also recite the Nicene Creed. So we have that before us, and then what I would ask you to do is, when we're done, open your Trinity hymnal and slip it right in there, okay, afterwards. So then we'll have it there. Maybe someday we'll actually paste it in or something so we can not have to make it every time we'll use it. So, beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, as we join with the church from all generations, what is it that you believe? I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Now, notice how it's a little bit different than the Apostles' Creed. There's a little bit more fullness to it. This particular creed was written, or at least a good portion of it was written in 325 A.D., and it was in particular designed to refute the plague that was in the church of the day. We would refer to it as the Arian heresy. Arius was a bishop, was a pastor, and his influence impacted the church throughout the Roman Empire of the day. And Arius basically taught what whenever you have a couple people come to your door and knock on your door and they want to give you these little booklets called from the Watchtower and Tract Society, they call themselves Jehovah's Witnesses. They're Arian in their theology, in their view of Jesus Christ, of God. They deny the Trinity. They deny the deity of Christ. They say that Jesus was created rather than being God. And that is what the Arians taught. And so if you notice in this particular creed, statements about the Lord Jesus Christ, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made. All of those were designed to declare the deity of Christ in opposed to the error of the Arians. And so notice how that's fuller than in the Apostles' Creed. So this creed is a creed that has united the church, whether it be Roman Catholic, whether it be Greek Orthodox, whether it be Protestants. It is a universal creed and something that maybe I'm almost toying with the idea. Instead of putting it in here, take it home and meditate on it. But you can look it up on the Internet, or you can take an extra copy. So that is the Nicene Creed.